Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It is in both body and soul that Jesus suffered and died for you, and it is in both body and soul that he is risen from the dead and lives and reigns eternally as your true King and great High Priest. He is not a disembodied spirit nor any sort of ghost, but glorified and perfect man, the new and better Adam, the head of his body, the church, which shares in his resurrection and his life. That is the resurrection that is preached to you. That is the Holy Gospel. The Jesus who is with you is the Savior of your body as well as your soul and spirit. He is the Savior of your flesh and blood, your bones and sinews, along with your heart and mind, your thoughts and emotions. He speaks peace and life to the whole of you, and by that word he does and gives what he says. His cross and resurrection have obtained the forgiveness of all your sins, not only for your sinful thoughts and words, but for all of your sinful actions too. For as you sin with your heart and mind, with your mouth and your body, so does he forgive you all those sins and grant you his blessed peace and rest and saving health to your heart and mind, your ears and mouth, your soul and your body. Why then are you troubled? Why are there doubts and denials in your heart? Why do you gasp and groan and shake with fear? Is this crucified and risen Lord Jesus not the Savior you expected, the one you longed for and prayed for and waited for many a day? Or were you wanting instead a Jesus who would calm your spirit and grant peace to your heart and mind, but who would leave your mouth and body alone so that you might be free to live your own life in the world? Well, forget that fabricated New Age nonsense sort of Jesus. To be sure, the real Lord Jesus, who was crucified for your transgressions and has been raised from the dead for your justification, he does grant peace and rest to your heart and mind, to your soul and spirit. So all of those parts of you belong to him and find their place and purpose in him who is your Savior and your God. The same Lord Jesus Christ is no less the author and giver of life to your body, which also belongs to him by rights. And he grants that life to the whole of you by his word, which you hear with your ears, believe in your heart, and confess with your mouth. Where you have refused to listen to his word, therefore, repent with your ears. Where you have doubted and questioned and refused to believe his word, repent with your heart. Where you have refused or failed to confess the word of Christ, his cross and resurrection, repent with your mouth. Confess your sins and confess your faith in the risen Lord Jesus. And where you have dishonored his holy name with your body, where you have failed to love and serve your neighbor with your body, repent with your body. And live by faith and love. None of which is to suggest that you'll pull it off or manage to do any of this on your own. You won't. Indeed, you cannot. It is surprising how many Christians imagine themselves to be superior to and more capable than the Lord's chosen apostles, who were overcome with doubts and fears at first. But no, the Spirit of the Father is poured out upon you by the preaching of the Word of Christ, and not by your own wisdom, reason, or strength, nor by your own choices, decisions, or resolve. It is by the preaching of Christ, which is to say by the preaching of repentance for the forgiveness of sins in his name, that he comes to you and dwells with you and grants to you his peace and life in heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. His word does and gives what it says. Just as the holy scriptures of Saint Moses, the Psalms, and the prophets preached Christ in the days of old and were perfectly fulfilled with his coming in the flesh, so the preaching of the apostolic witness of his cross and resurrection truly delivers the goods. His word of the law and the gospel calls you and brings you to repentance. He thereby turns you around, away from your chronic preoccupation with sin and death, and he brings you into faith and life with God in himself. His law exposes your sins and puts you to death, and his gospel forgives you all of your sins and raises you up to the life everlasting in both your body and your soul. It is by the word of Christ, spoken by his servants, that he likewise puts his body and his blood into your hands and mouth and body. So he now lives and abides in you not as a disembodied ghost, but as the one who is your brother in the flesh, who is both God and man and your Savior. In this Holy Supper, everything is fulfilled and accomplished just as it is written and just as it is preached. For this true body and blood of Christ in you is the down payment and surety of your own resurrection on the last day. With these gifts, all of your sins of thought, word, and deed are forgiven. And you are preserved, body, soul, and spirit, steadfast in the true faith unto the life everlasting. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.